Ladies and gentlemen, in what may be the coup de grace for the struggling farmers and ranchers across our nation, the Trump administration today, in the craze around the virus, elected to halt all immigrant visas for farm guest workers. Now, this is a death knell for most of modern agriculture, but don't take my word for it.
The U.S. State Department has decided to close the border and stop processing H-2A agricultural visas as of today. Without these folks coming to help us plant, we will not harvest. If we do not harvest, we do not have food to feed you. I don't know where the disconnect is. I don't know how people do not understand this situation. Without workers, we can't feed you.
So even as the FDA broadcasts, quote, "There are no food shortages. Please stop buying food. You only need a week or two, guys." Even as they do that, and quote, "There are no current widespread disruptions," they are actively creating such a widespread disruption with this labor shortage. And I will show you that what we're seeing in the shelves right now is almost exclusively the result of this demand shock. This panic around the virus has made 300 million people run to the store and buy a month's worth of groceries at the same time. Naturally, we are able to perceive this. This is a huge spike in demand, a demand shock, and yeah, we can see that happen. But so too, though, is there also a very real supply shortage, a slightly slower motion train wreck that's going on that will lead to food shortages and empty shelves. And we've already started seeing those, and they're being masked now by this crisis, by this plandemic. And the fact that people can now just say, yeah, there's food shortages, but that's because people are idiots and they were buying too much. You see, they've provided an excuse.
It is the worst planting season for farmers in 25 years because of our wet and cold weather.
The excessive rainfall we've been getting this spring.
Rainfall followed by cooler weather.
More rain, obviously, in April and May.
The storms we got and that cool weather hit at absolutely worst time that it could possibly hit.
Devastating.
One of the worst on record.
Not good news for some crop producers in our area.
Pretty cold weather.
The Ohio Farm Bureau says it's the worst planting season since it started tracking.
Crop is seeing its worst day.
So it's really been a challenge this year.
That's right, the worst season on record, extremely delayed from the flooding, record prevent plant, early blizzards, the harvest from hell. But I'm sure it's just because people are buying too many Hot Pockets and toilet paper that we need global food rationing. That's what's going on. It has nothing to do with the grand solar minimum and these crop losses. In fact, that's not the case. And we can even see from some letters that I've obtained from folks on the inside that this is a public letter from Azure Standard. You've probably heard about the fact that the empty grocery store shelves are going on. We've run out of items here as well. However, he goes on to say that, yes, coconut supply chain was broken, but potato flakes are also in short supply, not because of supply chain disruptions, but because of the 2019 potato crop was so much smaller than usual. And in fact, we were even reading that the early freezes ruined lots of the seed potatoes, so that the potato crop will be bad this year as well, as cascading series of failures. Here's a message I received from a buyer that works from an undisclosed Whole Foods location. When she went to work yesterday, she found that they were no longer open to buy, that there were now restrictions. I was limited to only buying 800 pieces. They were allowing me only to order about 40% of what I need to adequately stock my shelves. It is a supply chain breakdown, ladies and gentlemen. It's not just the demand shock of the idiots buying toilet paper. I can make this no more clear. Most departments, dry goods, dairy, frozen, the body products, are limited by how much they can order. Interesting, it's not just food. Remember the empty ports, the footage of the empty ports we saw, because shipments are coming in from China. Yeah, these are the shelves where those products are supposed to go, and they're not there anymore. In all my years, I have only seen limits placed on ordering when businesses are going bankrupt. It's not the case. The problem, as I've repeatedly warned, is the supply chain. Distributors do not have the product to meet demand. Hi, Christian. I work at Tractor Supply, and when I returned from home from work today, I learned that Tractor Supply Corporate had sent each store an email stating that we need to be prepared for shortages on corn and on corn products. It was the worst season on record. And we said, watch around March. We'll start to see this really show up in the shelves, and absolutely with animal feed shortages will really start to materialize around March. Here we are now. No one's talking about that because we got the virus distracting us. But here it is showing up at Tractor Supply. I wanted you to know that these 2019 crop losses are beginning to hit the livestock feed market now. This is going to affect the availability and the price of meat products. It's also going to affect dairy and eggs to consumers. It's going to hit in the next 3 months. Prepare for this. So in other words, these effects were already baked in. And this distraction with the virus and the people being made to panic and being made then in turn to go rush to the shelves and make them empty. Now we have this pretense, this excuse for why we have to institute food rationing. I mean, there are many agendas served by this virus, but this, folks, is the one that forced their hand. This is the timeline that had to be respected because there is no more food and the shell game was over. You can print money, you can't print food. It's not just Tractor Supply. I mean, we saw the empty shelves at Kroger. These losses were becoming more and more visible. This was during last summer. We saw that when the sugar crop was killed off by the September blizzards, early blizzards in the Grand Solar Minimum, that processors were forced to declare force majeure. There are now restrictions on how much sugar you can buy. Oh, that's because it's of the virus. It's because Costco can't let people buy too much. But also there are shortages of feed as a result of the fact that there is no sugar beet pulp, which apparently gets ground up and served to livestock as part of their feed. Mark down another blow towards protein markets. And folks, what was just words a year ago when we started seeing it in the media of global protein shortage is now all too real after we've seen so many pigs, a third of the world's pigs slaughtered in the last year to African swine fever, and now because of the quarantine lockdowns and animal feed shortages in China and the United States, it's just getting out of control. Global protein shortage is arrived. Meat packers, more on that. Meat packers in Brazil, the largest meat packers in the world, are shutting down due to the virus, concerns around the virus. We already mentioned this, the U.S. limiting our guest workers, as Shea so well put it, means there's no food. If we don't have harvests, we don't have food. And Whole Foods was already in a situation where one of their suppliers had failed, unable to procure products, and that led to Whole Foods looking like a ghost town with empty shelves. But not only aren't there canned foods to get, but there are factories of tin. This was one of the tin producers that shut down a factory because no one was buying their cans because there was no food to can. So we've already seen this ripple throughout the supply chain over the course of the last 12 to 18 months following the amazing crop losses. And like I said, it was just a matter of time. We were facing a day of reckoning anyway. And now we see the form that it has taken, the mechanism by which they take total control over the supply chain and excuse these losses is the virus. So it's, you know, farmers are warning like Shea, ranchers is warning as well. The pork producers were saying without labor, you know, it takes hundreds of people to run these operations, to feed the animals on a daily basis. And without those people, if they're quarantined and sheltering in place, then the animals don't get fed and our nation's protein dies off and meat will go the way of yesterday, and you'll be forced to be eating your impossible burgers or growing your own food. That's where we are now. In the UK as well, similarly, they're closing down the borders. That means that 70,000 seasonal workers who are usually required annually on British farms from coming from overseas aren't going to be able to get there. And so the UK is actually saying, it's an urgent appeal. Please, guys, come out and work on our farms. You don't see any of this happening in the United States. You just see Shea putting up a message. Please call your congressman. But I don't believe there are political solutions for the problems we're talking about in this video. We need to be forming alliances, long-term personal relationships with people who are using good regenerative practices local to you. Find those ranchers, find those farmers, and reach out to them and tell them you're willing to help every however many days a month you can give them. I mean, it's not like our jobs are paying dollars that buy food anymore. The dollars they're paying us don't buy food. And plus, we're going to get thousands of dollars from the Federal Reserve, helicopter money, mortgages. You know, you're not going to get evicted if you can't, there's no foreclosures. So the value of dollars should be dropping in your perception rapidly. And the value of food, that's the real currency here. because we can't eat food. You can print dollars, but you can't eat them. You can't print food. And of course, all of these messages about labor shortages echo the words that were coming out of China only in February, where they said, look, we hold the rice bowl for 1.4 billion people. We have to get out and plant this rice. And in fact, the PLA took control, the military took control over some of those rice-producing areas to try and guarantee that China would have something to eat this year. I'm getting word that the effort was not completely successful, that their plantings were dismal this year. This is a global phenomenon, this catastrophic demise of the very life force of civilization, the life support system, modern agriculture. It's not just the labor. We've read that China creates 80% of the world's fertilizers, and so as shipping has been shut down and as borders are being closed, we're hearing, this is from Canada, that we're really concerned about restrictive measures that are going to keep fertilizers from getting to farmers when they most need it to get through our seeding season. So there's no labor, there's no seeds, there's no fertilizers. This is a perfect storm, not to mention the pandemic playing out around them to take out farmers and ranchers and to move folks onto the technocratic, transhumanist, nasty, fake food that they're printing in their indoor vertical farms and in their lab-grown meat. That's the agenda. The cockroach milk, all of this disgusting food that the UN is talking about as they kill off farmers and ranchers. Of course, all of these measures are now, we can expect that, I mean, this is the end of the way of life that we have known. When they're talking about this quarantine shelter in place lasting for the next 18 months now, the Trump administration getting that number directly from this report on Monday coming out of the Imperial College in the UK COVID-19 response team, where they said, look, it looks like if we relax these interventions, these shelter in places, this social isolation, that everything will quickly rebound if these interventions are relaxed. In other words, it's going to be the next 18 months to 2 years of staying inside. The key here being, we'll need to be maintained until a vaccine becomes available. So that's the plan, is to hold us hostage until forced vaccines come into play here. At best, perhaps with some brief intermissions between the quarantine periods, just to cause cases to come back, and then we all go back inside. This is a bleak view of the future that's being shared from the Imperial College, and then in turn by all the administrations. And I just want to remind folks that this was all part of the plan, just as Bill Gates's Event 201 predicted this coronavirus outbreak and tens of millions of people across the world dying, and the need then for global governance and the digital ID and the forced vaccines, all of these things, all of these agendas, one after another, that are being served by the virus. So too did George Soros fund John Podesta's food chain reaction game, which predicted that due to an outbreak, the supply chains of the world would break down and there would be mass starvation. This is part of the script as well, ladies and gentlemen. And I cannot overstate the danger that the people are facing if they depend on the state to eat. Because that food is drying up. That system is broken. I wanted to put this out here again. This is the wiki.iceagefarmer.com history section, where we can read about previous cycles where the sun drops off its activity. We're just coming out of this low period right here that matches the Dalton minimum. And during the Dalton minimum, too, there were massive crop losses. Thomas Jefferson even talks about how the corn crop was less than a third of its ordinary crop in 1816 during the bottom of a solar minimum in the Dalton minimum. That's what's happening again, folks. It always happens. It's a natural cycle. Only this time, there are technocrats who are trying to take advantage of it to take total control of our food supply and, in turn, of us. We cannot let that happen. We must start growing our own food. We must spread this warning to those around us. And while it is certainly a very immediate demand shock that has the shelves empty wherever you are right now, this is the time to open people's eyes, because coming soon, you know, I actually anticipate that there will be a recovery, that there will be food on the shelves again in the future, and probably they'll keep the rationing on. Probably they'll keep all of these agendas moving forward. And that will be the last opportunity that we have before the effects now of no labor, no fertilizer. I mean, this is a catastrophe. There's no recovering from that. And those shelves will not be replenished. So take advantage of the fact that we have some time, I hope, to stock up between then and now, perhaps subject to their rationing limits. But anything at that point is just conjecture. I also want to mention that this censorship has been ramping up yet again. Facebook deleting any virus-related post automatically. They went on to say that was a bug. And then Google, through YouTube, is saying that we might accidentally remove content even if it doesn't violate our community guidelines because, you know, people are sick. We don't want them to come to work right now. So we might accidentally do a little extra censorship. In light of that, I just wanted to again mention you can find these videos on bitchute.com/IceAgeFarmer. And of course, I post everything to IceAgeFarmer.com directly. So I'll leave it at that. Folks, please spread the word and thanks for watching and start growing food and raising animals. And let's go build new systems that can empower and feed the communities that we love rather than depending on these broken systems of enslavement. Thank you for your support on patreon.com/iceagefarmer, and be well.